Joining me from Pennsylvania for more insight is Professor Lawrence Davidson. Welcome to the programme. So, Professor, the health situation of Palestinian inmates is deteriorating and has worried the International Committee of the Red Cross. First of all, what is there that the International Committee of the Red Cross can do to make the situation better?
Well, in practical terms, there's not much, except, of course, to bring this to international media attention. And then, even then, you're at the, you're really at the mercy of the media as to whether they play it or not. But this kind of treatment, deteriorating treatment of Palestinian prisoners, actually is really not very new. What's new, I think, is the response of the Palestinians, essentially, to refuse food. This is a couple of years old, and it has been effective in the past.
And there's also the question of trials and charges. I mean, why is it that Israel keeps these prisoners without any charge or trial and doesn't give these prisoners a fair trial at all?
Well, I mean, that's a very good question. I think there's a psychological kind of reason for this that plays within the Israeli psyche. I mean, I think that the Israeli bureaucracy, the Israeli army, the Israeli police really hate these people. They hate the Palestinians, and they want to essentially hurt them. And so they're frustrated by not being able to kind of just clear these people out through a massive ethnic cleansing. And so they just kind of, you know, brutalize them. I think it's really in many ways a function of Israelis being caught between their desire to cleanse the place of non-Jews and their practical barriers to this. And so the result is the frustration and brutality.
And so at the end of the day, what will be the fate of these prisoners?
Unless there is some sort of resolution, they will be held, most of them, forever. But, you know, it's indefinite detention without any kind of habeas corpus rights. And there's nothing you can do except pressure the Israelis outside and inside, either by not taking food and then, you know, and then facing them with this mass starvation, or, you know, maybe, you know, bargaining for the release of small numbers in order to get back to the bargaining table, if that's what you want to call it. Those are the only options.
Indeed.
Otherwise, these people just stay where they are forever.
All right. We'll leave it there. Many thanks to Professor Lawrence Davidson from Pennsylvania. Thanks for your time there, sir.